Okay, now to the politics of the health care law. The White House says it does not have any contingency plan in place in the event the Supreme Court finds any part of the law unconstitutional. A spokesperson says after the 3 days of arguments, the administration remains confident the court will uphold the law. And there are some political facts at play here that might surprise you.
And joining us to talk about it, Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico. Good to have you back, Josh.
Hi, Sean, Hillary. Good to be with you again.
Yeah. The heart of this law, that's all the talk here in the Supreme Court, part of the Supreme Court oral argument, the individual mandate. It's the part that says most everyone in America must buy health insurance. Now, some people may be surprised to learn this idea originated in conservative think tanks.
Oh, yeah, that's completely true. It was first advocated in a formal way by the Heritage Foundation about two decades ago, and they pushed it forward for many years. It was kind of an especially popular idea in conservative circles when Hillary Clinton, then the First Lady, and President Clinton were pushing their universal health care plan back in the 90s. This was the popular alternative that conservatives endorsed, conservatives like Newt Gingrich, for example.
When did conservatives decide they didn't like the individual mandate, Josh?
Well, that seems to have happened pretty recently. In fact, I would say it's even after President Obama put forward, I mean, he didn't really propose the legislation, but once they started working on legislation for during his administration, it started to bubble up towards the end of 2009. But what's really interesting is it didn't really become a rallying cry among conservatives and among Republican lawmakers till after the bill passed. It was only sort of raised in passing. There was one motion in the Senate that it might be unconstitutional. But I wouldn't say that it was one of the leading two or three talking points against the law. Mostly Republicans talked about, the cost of the law and some of the burdens that it would impose on business and whether it would bankrupt the country. But this notion that part of the law might be unconstitutional just wasn't one of the major arguments back then.
And another interesting fact here, President Obama, back when he was a U.S. senator, was against the individual mandate. How did he become for it?
Well, not just when he was a senator, but all the way through the presidential campaign. You might remember especially during the primary race with Senator Clinton, he actually took this position that he was against the mandate and he was worried about requiring people to buy insurance when we didn't know in advance how much that insurance was going to cost. So he kind of morphed on that idea around the same time he came into office and dealt with some of the people on his staff and the experts in Washington proposing this legislation, who basically said the only way to do this in sort of a cost-conscious kind of way is to couple the individual mandate with this requirement that insurance companies issue insurance to all comers. Otherwise, you have a problem where the insurance companies have to issue insurance really to sick people, and the healthy people just wait and only buy insurance when they get sick.
Fascinating, Josh. Thank you.
Okay, take care.
You too. That's Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico. For more news, check out tomorrow's edition of Politico.